On the topic of papers, I guess when you're applying to people for jobs or something, they know sort of how many papers should be coming out of a PhD, but it is different across the disciplines. And so I'm more thinking about a funding perspective where you're seeing applications from all sorts of different disciplines. Is there a feel for that diversity of the expectation of numbers?
I think the question is, for example, if we're in chemistry, out of our PhD, we might end up with 10 papers because 6 of them are just, this is what this molecule looks like. Versus a geographer who might get 3 publications out of her thesis and they'll all come later on in the track because she needs to know how things join together, what have you. So I think the question was, when it comes to funding or supporting logistics, do those two things get looked at? I mean, the fact that chemists might be publishing twice as many publications, when forced to look at an application, do they take that into consideration? Is that the question? I can't answer it, but I'm sure someone else can.
I'll try. I think the answer is yes. I know from my own experience that, you know, if someone's working in the biomedical sciences and they're working in a big research team, for example, you can see a large number of publications produced in a relatively short period of time. But, you know, I think the expectations are more realistic if any of the work is in the natural sciences at all, and there's a fieldwork component to it. I mean, I wouldn't expect many more than 4 publications, decent publications, to come out of a PhD. I would say it would be an exceptional piece of work if it stretched any further than that, if there was fieldwork or a mixture of fieldwork and some sort of laboratory/modelling work associated with that. So I think the rules are understood. Maybe people understand them in slightly different ways, but I think there are understandings of that. And the other context is, of course, the research team that you come from. You know, if you do come from a big research team, and I've seen this with the teams based in the United States a fair bit, you do see a sort of certain inflation of the number of publications because people are credited, if you like, over research projects.
I don't think there's a perfect weighting function. So I have to say, for people in the natural sciences, it's going to be harder for you. This just comes from my feelings from conversations I've had with people in other disciplines, particularly people at a management level, who have told me things like, oh, well, you need to get someone with 150 publications on that Marsden application if you want it funded. And I sort of walk away thinking, I'm not sure I know anyone with 150 publications in oceanography. Or if I do, they're about 2 months off dying. So I probably wouldn't be hopeful in the long run.